A report out today from the National Academy of Sciences says the FBI should review the way it uses a controversial forensic technique. Bullet lead analysis examines the composition of bullets used in crimes and compares that with other ammunition that a defendant might own. The study of this technique says it has only limited value and that the FBI should change the way it introduces this kind of evidence in court. NPR's Larry Abramson reports.
Investigators can tell which gun fired a bullet by the unique marks each weapon leaves behind. When only fragments are found, investigators can examine the precise composition of a bullet using compositional analysis of bullet lead or cable. Ken McFadden chaired the National Academy study.
Cable is used to compare the elemental composition of bullets found at the crime scene with elemental compositions of bullets found in the possession of a potential suspect.
The FBI lab has long defended the validity of this technique, which has been used in about 2,500 cases. But many scientists are unconvinced, saying bullets with identical components could have come from different manufacturers, from different boxes, and could have belonged to different people. Now, Ken McFadden says this study underscores the limits of compositional analysis of bullet lead.
Able do not support any statement that a bullet came from or is likely to have come from a particular box of ammunition. Neither does cable analysis alone permit any definitive statement concerning the date of bullet manufacture or a particular manufacturing step.
Yet, over the years, FBI experts have testified flat out that if two bullets had the same makeup, they must have come from the same boxes of ammunition or were manufactured at the same time. The panel cited such testimony in a capital murder case. The defendant was later executed. The study shows that a batch of lead could produce as many as 35 million bullets and said those bullets could be sold to people in different parts of the country. Panel member Paul Gianelli of the Case Western Reserve University School of Law says this evidence does have value, but it's limited.
It would be like, for instance, a Nike shoe print size 10 found at a crime scene. That would be relevant evidence. It would be admissible in court, although there would be a large number of people that might have that type of shoe.
The panel said the FBI was already on the right path. The Bureau has been changing the way examiners testify about bullet lead evidence as part of a review of forensic practices. Lab Director Dwight Adams says that in 28% of cases, bullet lead evidence has been used to help exonerate suspects.
We are just as happy to provide investigators with linkages as we are to provide investigators information that shows that this individual is not responsible for the crime.
Adams has been struggling to restore the FBI lab's reputation after scandals in the 1990s. 2 years ago, an FBI examiner pleaded guilty to lying under oath about bullet lead evidence. And the FBI recently had to review a number of criminal convictions after a technician admitted she didn't follow lab protocols for DNA analysis. The government is undertaking a review of cases that involve bullet lead evidence. Barry Sheck of the Innocence Project says that's an important step, but it's not a perfect solution.
Some of these people may have pled guilty, thinking there was no hope. In some instances, not only is the innocent person in prison, but the real perpetrator is out there committing more crimes.
The report comes as a number of state and local labs have been shut down for everything from sloppy procedures to criminal negligence. That's why Sheck says the bullet lead report should be just the beginning. He wants the government to review the way a lot of evidence is presented in court, from paint chips to fingerprints to DNA. Larry Abramson, NPR News, Washington.